Polish American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blehaj.
Dzień dobry, and welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. However, people from all over the USA and the world can tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. Well, as we get started today, I ask that you contact family and friends, invite them to tune in. As we start off with this one, it's We Like Polka Music by Eddie Biegaj and the Polka Heroes.
Music, good old polka music, played by a polka playing band. Give a happy rhythm, let us sway right with them. We think the melodies are grand. We've heard of other bands who are great sensations, but we just love the music of the polka nation. We like polka music, happy polka music, played by a polka playing band. Yeah!
The Chev family has brought the old-world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
Well, welcome to our Saturday broadcast on this September the 17th, United States Constitution Day. First of all, I want to thank everyone who responded to our advertisements for the Polish American Festival there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And my thanks to all who stopped me to let me know that they tune into our broadcasts here on the radio, on the internet, or on social media. It's unbelievable how everybody can be in contact with each other in such a quick way. It's great to hear from listeners and to meet them personally at community events that really are helping to keep people together and also help support organizations and places like the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and this past week, continuing until tomorrow, there at St. John Cantius Parish in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. There are many more community events taking place during the next few weeks, and the participation of all of you is sincerely appreciated. During these very changing times, you're asked to continue to spread the word. And as you're spreading the word, also invite people to look at Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. They had an outstanding stand there at the National Shrine's Polish American Festival. And if you would like to see their products, you can shop online simply by going to polskapolishpottery.com. That's polskapolishpottery.com. When I tell you people love the products, you will be proud to give them as a gift. If you'd like to go personally on a ride to the King of Prussia Mall, that's located at 690 West DeKalb Pike in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, you can shop there at Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts 7 days a week during regular mall hours. But if you want to go online and see what they have to offer, check them out at polskapolishpottery.com, and you can give them a call at area code 610-256-2306. That's area code 610-256-2306. My thanks to Polska Polish Pottery and all the vendors that came to be there at the Shrine's Polish American Festival. And at this time, the Pauline Fathers and Brothers from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and all of the Polish American Festival committee and volunteers want to extend a sincere thank you to everyone who attended and helped make this year's Polish American Festival a great and historic attendance event. The live music, Polish folk dancers, the various entertainers, exhibits that they had, the vendors, the carnival rides, delicious Polish and American food and refreshments, all added to an outstanding festival. And as you know, that took place during the three-day Labor Day weekend, and of course, last weekend as well. Now, last Sunday, they had on and off rain, but the entertainment schedule in the big pavilion and all the food services continued, and everyone enjoyed themselves. During the 5 days of the festival, thousands and thousands and thousands of people attended and enjoyed themselves. And now they're making plans for next year's Polish American Festival. But we don't want time to go too fast, so let's just enjoy as everything comes along. And if you'd like more information about all the activities taking place there at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, visit polishshrine.com. That's polishshrine.com. Let's pause now and enjoy this one. It is by the Dream Team. They were appearing there at the National Shrine. We're going to send it out for the birthday wishing stola to Allison Fredrickson from her husband, Josef, to Janice Kubiak from her husband Ed, to Regina Waszczuk from her entire family, to Barbara Wieczorek from her entire family, and to Anna Marie Kelly from her husband Ed. For all of them and all the ladies in our audience, let's enjoy this one. It's called Take Three Steps, and of course, enjoy.
Then you'll twirl around and do it one more time. Take three steps to the left, take three steps to the right. You will be polka dancing all throughout the night. My best friend had called me and said there is a dance. Would you like to go? But the dancing I don't know. I said that I can teach you the basic polka hop. And once you pick it up,
you'll never want to stop. Take three steps to the left, take three steps to the right. Then you'll twirl around and do it one more time. Take three steps to the left, take three steps to the right. You will be polka dancing all throughout the night. Take three steps to the right, then you'll twirl around and do it one more time. Take three steps to the left, take three steps to the right. You will be polka dancing all throughout the night. Here the band is jamming, the dance floor is packed. Our friends are all now dancing and say they're coming back. Tell your friends and neighbors about this happy beat. Next time just remember to count out Rasbachi. Take three steps to the left, take three steps to the right. Then you'll twirl around and do it one more time. Take three steps to the left, take three steps to the right. You will be polka dancing all throughout the night.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, St. John Cantius Parish Carnival continues on this Saturday, September the 17th, and also tomorrow, September the 18th, there on the St. John Cantius Parish grounds, Almond and Orthodox Streets in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. Now, on this Saturday, September the 17th, the carnival is open from 6 until 9 p.m. And I mean, they have absolutely a great setup over there. Go on over and enjoy yourself. That's today from 6 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow, the 18th, the carnival's open from 1 until 5 p.m., and it features amusement rides, great Polish and American food, delicious dinner specials, and refreshments. Kindly spread the word. You're going to have a great time, just as I did this past week. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union wants to remind you that they offer all sorts of special banking services. Now, today, more and more people are doing banking online, which is a convenience and also a great way to have your records done in the proper way. So I encourage you to check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. That stands for Polish Slavic Federal Credit Union. They do have local offices in several states. However, with people doing so much banking online, you are invited to check out all the banking services offered by the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. Once again, that address is psfcu.com. Well, tomorrow is Sunday, September the 18th, and you're invited to the Polish Harvest Festival Dożynki taking place at the Associated Polish Home, Picnic Grounds, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. That's just off Interstate I-95 and the Academy Road exit. It begins at 2 in the afternoon and will feature nonstop music, delicious Polish food, a full bar and refreshments, attractions for the kids, and live entertainment by DNA Entertainment and by the PKM Dance Ensemble. Now, on Sunday the 18th, it's really going to be a great day. You have two events to attend, but do check out the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. That will all begin at 2 in the afternoon. And if you'd like additional information, you can give them a call at 215-624-9954. That's 215-624-9954. Or visit them on the internet by going to PolishHome.com. That's PolishHome.com. Be sure to spread the word and enjoy the dożynki. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I have a request for an obedek. So we'll send out this one. It's called In the Afternoon by Lenny Gomulka and the Chicago Push. As we say, happy wedding anniversary to Timothy and Laura Rutt, to Małgorzata and Ed Franczuk, to Helen and Tom Bielski, to Marie and Anthony Fiertek, to Henry and Sophie Waszczulek, and for Christina and Edward Olczyk, as well as for Robert and Lynn Fisher. For all of them and all of you celebrating a wedding anniversary, let's enjoy this one by Lenny Gomulka. And ladies and gentlemen, as we look at all the things taking place in the United States today, we can safely say that for many years, Americans were distracted from the real issues that faced America and its future, such as the loss of industries and jobs that left America for foreign countries. Millions of Americans watched those changes during the last 35 years and are now fully behind efforts to restore businesses and jobs that will benefit American workers today, and they know that America's children are depending on us to look out for their future. During elections, Americans have an excellent opportunity to seek out the leadership of the best candidates available. The Buy American Made campaign continues to urge all candidates seeking the votes of Americans to address issues important to the American people. Long-term job opportunities is one very important issue that must be addressed. The midterm elections will take place on November the 8th, and it's a perfect time for the American people to vote for candidates they feel are the best person to represent their needs and concerns and are committed to really working closely to make America a better place to do business. Making America a better place to do business is one of the major concerns of people looking to have quality job opportunities. The most important thing is for every eligible American to register to vote no less than 30 days before the November 8th election day, so they're eligible to vote on election day. To assist with registration, there is an easy-to-use voter registration form for people living anywhere in the United States. For your convenience, the voter registration form is posted on the first page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, as always, this first statement from me after the commentary is always directed to the people in the radio broadcasting places and the newspapers that repeat my commentary, print my commentary in their publications, because they're really helping us spread the word. The radio broadcasters that offer commentary and suggestions are very much appreciated. As I said during this week's commentary, long-term job opportunities is one of the most important issues that have to be addressed. One of the big things that no one is looking at is that as people retire, there is no one to replace them. The people simply don't have the skills, and that's very important, and that is why so many people decide to move their businesses overseas. We've been watching this for many years. Schools dropped all of their trade programs. There's no plumbers, there's no electricians, all the heating and air conditioning people. It's unbelievable the amount of people that are needed to do these jobs. So I'm encouraging all of you to listen to what the candidates have to say. But no matter who is elected in November, I think it's time for all of us to go after them to make the changes that we are needing here in the United States. As I said, the register to vote form is right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Just click on it and you'll see it goes to any state, any city, any zip code. Just put in the zip code, your address, and you will have the registration requirements for your area. The one thing that we have to do is show that it's us going out to vote, that we're just not sitting around doing nothing and letting all of this to continue for years and years in the future. If you're not registered to vote, the registration form is right there on the front page. Many people I talk with say I'm discouraged from voting because all that goes on. Well, this is a time that you can show your voice and your feelings. When people don't vote, there is no groundswell of people speaking up as to how they feel America is going forward. I encourage you to tune into rebroadcasts of this past week's show, where we spoke about many important issues, and I mean very important issues to the American people, common sense issues that you will enjoy. And I want to take this opportunity also to say thank you. I attended the festival each day there at Częstochowa, and I had the chance to meet many listeners who told me what they feel, you know, they agree, what they would like to suggest. And I do use your suggestions during my commentaries and even during our Wednesday broadcast. So tune in again this Wednesday, September the 21st, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on 860. And my thanks to Larkin Conley, Rich Logis, Mark Andel, our engineer Henry Chaplinsky, who all helped me to make our weekly broadcast a success. And thank you for spreading the word. And remember, you can listen to rebroadcast 24 hours a day simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. And now for all of our faithful listeners and our supporters and our radio broadcasters who repeat my weekly commentaries on their shows during their public service time, I would want to send out this next selection. It is by the Eddie Foreman Orchestra, and they also appeared at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and this one is called Patriots Now Polka.
Shining sea, justice, liberty for all. Everyone has opportunity in this land we're proud to call our home. We're the USA,
USA, USA,
USA,
USA,
USA,
USA,
USA,
USA, USA.
Forever let our freedom ring, standing side by side. Unified, let the red, white, and blue be unfurled. No one can deny our American pride. We're the greatest country in the world. Time for all of us to stand as one, every loyal beating heart. Be counted on to do what's right and true. Unified, we all must do our part. We're the USA,
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 USA.
USA! And no matter what type of difficulties we've had in the United States of America, we are the greatest country in the world. And you are tuned into the Saturday Variety Program, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware 7 days a week here on 860 AM radio. And you can listen to rebroadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or PolishAmericanRadioProgram.com. And there are also links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com that takes you right to our radio broadcast. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I welcome you to spread the word about all the broadcasts here on 860 to family and friends, and invite them to all of our broadcasts, which are Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, enjoy Barbara Ilnitska. On Wednesday, tune in for another edition of American Workers Radio. And then on Thursday at 11, Barbara's back. And at 11:45, it is the Pauline Fathers radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And then on Fridays at 11, Barbara's back. And every Saturday, I hope that you'll be here with us here on 860 or on social media, on the internet, however you tune in. Alexa, 860 AM radio. It's unbelievable how many people tell me they tune in different ways, doing their emails, doing their work. It's almost unbelievable. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for spreading the word. On Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ilnitska, followed by Debbie Mica and Polonia Today. If you have that special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19106. And I'll certainly do my very best to have it done for you on the appropriate Saturday. And you know, last Sunday was September the 11th, and we marked the 21st anniversary of an attack on America, a day the American people should not forget. Thanks to all who helped commemorate this difficult date in American history, and we remembered September the 11th during our radio programs and at Częstochowa, and also at many community events across the United States. Thanks to all who helped us remember this important date. And also, as I went through the festival site, I had an opportunity to speak to many, many people, and my thanks to all who let me know that they tune into our broadcast, are supporting our advertisers, coming out to community events. That is very important for us to know. And you know, at this point, we are weeks away from the Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia, and the parade committee is working with all the groups that'll be part of the 89th anniversary of the parade that'll be taking place on Sunday, October the 2nd, on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Center City, Philadelphia. Now, the parade will be televised on WPVI TV6 ABC from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon, and you're asked to invite family and friends to record the parade on TV6 and come out and view the parade live on the parkway now that all the pandemic-related restrictions have been lifted, and viewers can come out once again and enjoy the parade live along the parade route. Now, there's also some information that I'm asking you to spread around, and there are parade posters that you can print out and display at an organization, at a local business. It's very easy to do. And just go to PulaskiDayParade.com and you'll see a link there for the Pulaski Day Parade poster. And there's also a link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Click on that and you can print out a poster, the 8.5 by 11 size. Very easy. You can put it at local stores, organizations, or in your own window. And now let's pause and send out this next selection for all the people that helped make the Polish-American Festival at Częstochowa a great success. You know, getting all of that entertainment, getting the people to come out from different areas to volunteer, setting the festival up, taking it down, is a tremendous amount of work. I never like mentioning any particular names because they're always a name that you'll miss. But in this case, I feel it's important to say thank you to all the chair people of the festival, to all the individuals that took care of the stands, the food stands, and the various organizations that helped with the vendors to make sure everything was going fine. Everybody deserves a tremendous amount of credit. Dziękuję bardzo to everyone. I'm going to send out this next selection for all of you with our gratitude. This one is House Party, and it's by the Heroes Polka Band. And by the way, Eddie Biegaj was there at the festival for a few days, and boy, he did a great job. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, has two offices in Philadelphia, in Center City at 17th and JFK Boulevard, and in Northeast Philadelphia at 8510 Busselton Avenue. Call Michael Steinman's office at area code 215-564-1866. That's 215-564-1866. Or in the evening or weekends, you can contact Mr. Steinman at 215-322-0235. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, always available to assist you in the English or Polish language. Well, I would like to remind all of you that St. John Cantius Parish Carnival continues on this Saturday, September the 17th, and tomorrow the 18th, there on St. John Cantius Parish grounds, Almond and Orthodox Streets, in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. It's going to be a great event. Weather is perfect. Take the family and go on over and enjoy all of the amusement rides and also all the great food. Now, on this 17th of September, the carnival opens at 6 p.m., probably will close around 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, the 18th, it'll be open from 1 until 5 p.m., and the carnival features great amusement rides. Boy, the kids and everybody were having a great time. Great Polish and American food, dinner specials, refreshments, and a lot of hospitality. Kindly go over and enjoy yourself, and of course, spread the word. And Polish American Social Services, also known as United Social Services, wants to remind you that there are so many projects that you can have assist you in various times of the year. And they are the property tax rebate program and many others. And the property tax rebate program is extended now until December. So if you are just becoming eligible at this time, you can have a property tax form filled out and it'll be processed for next year. But do contact Polish American Social Services Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And of course, take a look at their internet site, because on there are many links to take you to services that you or family members can use. We hear often from people who say that they have not taken advantage. They didn't want to be a burden on anybody or government or whatever. Well, don't do that, because especially in these days of inflation and very trying times, check out what is available, because those dollars and those services are available, whether people take advantage of them or not. For more information, visit Polish American Social Services on the internet by going to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or go to UnitedSocialServices.com. And also remember, tomorrow, September the 18th, you're invited to that outstanding Polish Harvest Festival known as Dożynki, and that'll be taking place at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia, and it begins at 2 p.m. featuring nonstop music, delicious Polish food, a full bar and refreshments, attractions for the kids, live entertainment by DNA, and also by the PKM Polish Folk Dancers. Do spread the word. It's all tomorrow, Sunday, December the 18th, at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. I hope to see you there. Be sure to spread the word. And as you know, October is National Polish American Heritage Month, and all of you are invited to participate. There is a special link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Do check it out. You'll find many links, and especially a link to a poster that you can print out and display. And on that first weekend of October, we're going to be welcoming the Polish Song and Dance Ensemble Śląsk to Philadelphia. They are from Poland, and they'll be having 11 shows in the United States. Śląsk will be performing in Philadelphia on the evening of the Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia. That's Sunday, October the 2nd at 7 p.m. That's at Archbishop Ryan High School Auditorium, 11201 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia, just up a mile or so from the Associated Polish Home on Academy Road. That's the 7 p.m. show at Archbishop Ryan High School in Northeast Philadelphia. There is a full promotional page in the September edition of the Polish American News, which you can see on the top of Polish American Center. And I was very pleased to hear from the people at the festival telling me that they do read the internet line version of the Polish American News. For tickets for the Śląsk, you can call Polish American Travel Service in Philadelphia during regular business hours. Give them a call at 215-634-3396. That's 215-634-3396. And for those living in the Trenton, New Jersey area, you can contact Spuinik Travel. That's at 918 Brunswick Avenue in Trenton, New Jersey. Give them a call at area code 609-393-1660. And there's also a special link with all the details on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And today, I would like to recognize the Ukrainian American community as they are watching unbelievable things happening in the Ukraine. And as you know, Polish Americans and all Americans stand united with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters and every person in the world that stands for freedom, peace, independence, and prosperity. This independent country should have never been invaded by Putin. So I would like to ask that you spread the word. And of course, if someone would like to help the refugees, there is a link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, which is helping the refugees. These are all organizations that do specific work like this to help the refugees. Check it out and support the organization of your choice. Well, right now, I'd like to pause and say happy birthday in Stola to Henry Zerunkowski from his wife, Genia, to Jan Malkowski from his wife, Elizabeth, as well as to Joseph Dutkiewicz from his wife, Bernice. For all of them and all the gentlemen in our audience celebrating a birthday this week, this one is the Green Garden Oberek by the Eddie Foreman Orchestra. And as I said before, they did a great job there at the Polish Festival in Częstochowa. Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And at this time, Mr. James Rybaczewski joins with all of his fellow board members from the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America and National Fraternal Insurance Organization in wishing you and yours the very best. The PRCUA is there to serve your needs with life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, and educational scholarships, and they've been doing this in the community since 1873. For more information, I'm encouraging you to visit their internet site by going to PRCUA.org. That's PRCUA.org. That's Polish Roman Catholic Union America. That's PRCUA.org. Or you can call their main telephone number during regular business hours at 1-800-772-8632. That's 1-800-772-8632. And when you go on their internet site, you'll be able to also read their newspaper, Naród Polski, and visit the Polish Museum of America located in Chicago. And I have special greetings to you from Kazimierz Kowalski, Joseph Walunas, and Mr. Frank Schaller and family, all supporting the community, along with Helen Cizio and members of the Polish American Heritage Association, PAHA, from the Manayunk and Roxborough area of Philadelphia. You know, I talk a lot about going to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, right there on the top, you can read any edition of the Polish American News. Up there now is still the September edition, and soon it'll be the October edition as we prepare for the Pulaski Day Parade and Polish American Heritage Month celebrations. And also on that front page, you are able to see the links that take you to our Saturday variety program, our weekday programs, our Facebook page, and so many of our advertisers, including Czerw z Kielbasy, the Polska Polish Pottery, the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, and so much more. The main thing is, do check it out. As I say, I asked everyone that I speak with in my travels, how do you connect with us? And they tell me mainly through the internet or social media. So do check it out. And thank you for supporting our radio broadcast, our internet site, the museum, social services, and all the community organizations in our area, our tri-state area. And of course, people listen from all over the United States. So thank you for supporting all the organizations in your particular area. Also, I have greetings once again from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, and they invite you to visit their internet site by going to psfcu.com. And if you would like information about Śląsk, remember, there is also a link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Click on that link and you'll see all the information, the telephone numbers, the place it's happening, the whole deal. Do spread the word and take the link and email it to family and friends. And there's also a full page promo of it in the September edition of the Polish American News. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, it's getting close to the time for me to say do widzenia. I like to close off with some music. So we're going to close off today with this particular selection by John Stevens and the Dream Team, thanking everyone for coming out to the Polish American Festival there at Częstochowa. Thanks for supporting St. John Kanchis Carnival, which continues on this Saturday, the 17th, and tomorrow, the 18th, and then the Dożynki tomorrow there at the Associated Polish Home beginning at 2 p.m. Until I meet with you in our travels, until I hear from you, I wish you and yours the very best. Don't forget to tune in this Wednesday at 11. Dovidzenia I przyjemnego weekendu. Yeah.